Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, cunt, 2, 3. Testing, cunt, 2, 3. I'm here in the VIP-ness lounge over at the pod show. I don't know why this thing isn't fucking loud enough. What's going on here? Hang on a second, assholes. I don't have time to edit this, so you're just going to have to deal. Let's see. AF out. Why isn't this holding my... There we go. All right. Hello, I'm here, but I'm a fat lesbian. Don't have time for editing. Yeast Radio, I'm here with people at Pod Show. People that think they're very important, when in fact they're just geeks. I'm eating this beef. To my left is Big Mike from the Super Action Show. Do you have a big penis as well?
Throbbing, yes.
What do you mean throbbing?
It's throbbing right now, as a matter of...
For me?
You bet.
What about your girlfriend, Sue? What's she going to do?
She's probably going to sit home and do quite a bit of masturbation, I would imagine.
Imagine, with emphasis on the man.
Yes, imagines masturbation, imagination.
What do you think of the food here?
It's pretty good, except for what you're eating. It's like a, it's like torn beef jerky.
I love beef jerky.
Yeah? On a stick, though? It's a little weird. Instead of, like, coming out of a plastic package.
In a car, yeah. It's a little weird. Like, I feel like I should be driving eating this.
Or shooting deer.
Now, here's Michael Butler talking to my lady in waiting. I'm not interrupting. You can keep talking. So, Michael, what do you think of this event?
Thanks for inviting me to the pajama party, but you know I better not, because I know you really want...
You want to come to the pajama party? It's for ladies. I might invite the mom. Okay, you can come. You better wear a nightgown, though.
Should I go in? No, I have my...
Seriously, you can come, but you have to wear nighties. You have to look girly. Because even though I'm a lesbian, I'm still a real woman.
I'll put my hair in pigtails, and and I'll bring my...
That would be cute. We have plenty of makeup, believe me. So does Paige and Thretchen.
Oh, really? Which one? Those two hot?
Which one do you like?
I like the good-looking one the best.
Can you ask... Can you interview them for me? Thanks.
What am I going to ask them? Oh, you know what? I better not ask them how they tricked their husband into marrying them, because I might get fired, and I don't want to get fired. No Stutter and John questions or what? No, you make me look like the bad guy. I'm already. Yes. Would you be the bad guy, Big Mike? I'm barely holding on to my job as it is.
Aaron Curry is here, and I'm going to hand him my microphone really quick. What was the question? T.S.? Tell me. Adam, is it true that you like transsexual prostitutes?
Not necessarily the prostitute part, but I like transsexuals.
You like transsexuals?
Yeah.
Well, if I find any, I'll let you know.
Only if they're really cute. Because I, you know, the whole thing with me is I like the penis part, but I don't like the man part attached to it.
What's the man? So you want to, oh, you like the chicks with dicks.
Exactly.
You like Eddie Murphy.
I don't know.
Nicole has a penis.
Really?
It's huge.
Really? Cool.
He's got a couple of them right now.
It's not as big as Michael Butler's. It's not as big as Michael Butler's, but it's huge.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Crushing.
I like your unit.
Thank you very much.
Is that completely self-contained, or is it... Oh, there's a receiver on the other end.
You know, this receiver is separate, but this is just a mic that I stick on it.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very phallic, kind of. It's exciting. Yeah, well, uh-huh.
So how are you enjoying this podcast expo? What's going on with this all this stuff at the Sheridan? Is there, like, a feud here, or what?
No, there's no feud. This is just a place where the pod show stars can hang out and hang back and talk to people they want to invite over, or press, or whatever.
Why is it so far away from the convention center?
Well, because the Marriott was full. We couldn't get anything closer. If anything was available, we certainly
So the Wired article was just bullshit. That wasn't... It wasn't... There's not really, like, this all this... I know you explained it on the show.
No,
but.
There's... I mean, we went back and forth a long time about doing stuff, and the basic premise is we... As Podshow and Ron and I and other businesses, we've never sponsored any trade event for anything. You know, that's sponsoring the trade event business, and we're more interested in sponsoring podcasts.
I think it's fucking nasty because I call them the Bloat Brothers, or what are their names, the Bloaterous Brothers,
the podcast brothers.
Yeah, and I said that to me they're like the Vampire Lestat in the vampire movie. You know that vampires, the Anne Rice book, they made into a movie where the vampires were gay and they fuck each other. Well, now they're still gay, but now they do trade shows and they just suck money from podcasters instead.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's still look, these guys are totally commercial. They got a great idea. They've been working on this for a year. And
yeah, but they wouldn't give me a press pass. What the hell's wrong with that?
Well,
that is bullshit. You know it.
Yeah, but you know that's their prerogative. That's why we said that's no problem. You know, we're happy that the event you're putting on, and we'll have our own little thing going on next door, and that's very common. Go to Comdex in Vegas. There's a million different suite parties happening, and I think that this is maybe a precedent for other podcast expos. Is that we have places we can hang out and just chill, and you know, it's like last night, and I'm sure you have the same. And I know Don and Drew and Michael Butler and everyone who has an audience is you can't really talk for any amount of time with one person because there's always someone else you want to meet and want to talk to, and you need a place to go kick back and relax because that's just the nature of the beast, and it's important. Otherwise, we couldn't even have this conversation without 20 people butting in.
Are you getting sexually excited standing next to me? Because normally we don't talk like this close.
No. I like your friend, though. What's her name?
Nicole,
with a penis. Yeah, she's got me kind of excited.
I could see the energy. Too bad you're married, huh?
Look, I have a list.
Oh, you're Dutch.
I'm allowed to add and subtract from the list. I might have to swap an Angelina Jolie, but...
Will you settle for a Madge Weinstein and I get to sleep with Patricia and you can have Nicole?
Listen, you have my blessing. You can sleep with Patricia anytime you want if she'll have you.
Oh, my God, you just gave your wife away to a lesbian.
That's
Wow.
She used to be a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, in like the 70s.
There was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I think she got really tired of guys. Now, she's talked about this on the show before. She was tired of guys and tried that for a while, and she didn't like it.
But she's not here with you, though.
No.
She's with your daughter.
With Christina back
shopping,
home.
Spending your money.
I always say, does the card still work? Yep, okay. Everything good, then. I'm off. I'll see you later. Nah, they're very supportive. And although we do miss each other, they understand what it takes to do certain things. And they've seen it before. You know, when Christina was very young, we were building the first version of the internet stuff.
Right.
And it took a lot of effort. And building your company takes this kind of effort. You know, you've got to do it. You can't phone it in. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, it's very nice. Thank you for the events and the new life. I like it a lot. Are we allowed to talk about this new promotion you're doing?
Yeah. Do you understand what it is?
Well, Alex, tell me if I'm wrong, but it's like quit your day job, basically, for Podshow. So you're going to submit an un-audition, right?
An audition,
and you, send it to, what's the address, submit it?
Well, we're going to roll this out, obviously, okay, so this is kind of the tease, but the whole idea, the whole concept of the audition is that, yes, we think that there are podcasters who will build an audience big enough, as determined by listeners, not by Podshow, but by listeners, who will, we'd like to help them quit their day job, where that would be the goal, is like, okay, just like Madge, you quit your day job, and you
I
do
did,
this
thank
full
God.
Time. And how much do you like it?
I love it. It's like a dream. It's a dream. Okay. I love it so much.
So when you submit, that just means that you join the audition, and at the same time you get free bandwidth, free tools, free statistical analysis.
If you get accepted, you mean?
No, everyone
really?
Who registers. Yes, everyone will get.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh yeah. Well, it's because we're just teasing it now, but everyone will get free bandwidth, free hosting, but also the marketing of the Podshow network.
Even if you're not, so you audition and you get free bandwidth just for auditioning?
Yes.
Without even having to,
See,
I sound like an infomercial, but this is not.
No, I'm glad you're so surprised because, absolutely. And then from those auditions, listeners will vote through many different ways, but mainly by with their ears, and the most popular ones. And we'll have to look at some categories, because I think that, you know, it's not just purely based on numbers, but there's different types of categories. Those people will quit their day job, and we will pay for them to do this full time, just like other Pod Squad members. Yeah.
Wow.
But everybody wins, because the hassle of the bandwidth goes away.
So people have already started asking me, like the girl on tech was asking me, what do I need to do for this for the audition? What do I do? What do I do? And I just said, just show that you're passionate.
Come to room 311 tonight. No, you. I'm sorry for interrupting you. You're right. Passion, that's all that it is. But this is not going to be me or Pod Show deciding who's great. This will be audience. So the audience will vote. The audience will vote.
Oh, we're going to have voting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Oh, of course, yeah. And we'll make sure that, you know, it's not just online voting, but we'll probably do phone voting and text SMSing just so we can make it honest. And, you know, the money from that, we'll fucking give it away. I don't care about that. It's just I want an honest system so we can really see what people are really into without people scamming around. I have no time and patience to deal with that shit.
You know what I think would be nice is if you only, maybe if somehow you encourage, really if it were like the Academy where other podcasters could vote, but only podcasters could vote, because then you take out the scamming. So if you say,
No, we'll take out the scamming. Look, the way American Idol is voted on, you think that's scammed?
Well, yeah.
I don't think so. No, I think it's...
How do they do it? With a 900 number?
Yeah.
Oh, so just make people pay?
Yeah, that's how you prevent scamming. And the revenue from that, we'll give that to hurricane relief. I don't care. Give it to UNICEF. I just want honest votes. This is exactly what I want to avoid, is the bullshit of who decides. No, it's voting. It's fair voting. We fix that. We know how to do it. It's proven that you can do voting properly through those means. And let that be the mechanism through which the decision is made. Because those people will have an audience. And if you have an audience, then you can quit your day job.
Well, as long as Reagan Fox and Wanda Wisdom get in, I don't care. It sounds good.
And anyone can enter. That's the beauty of it. And no one loses, because you all get the benefit.
But doesn't that mean, though, that the tech shows are going to be disproportionate, since, you know, it's still rather early adopters?
As I said, we'll have some categories.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
We'll have some categories, yeah.
Good.
And we'll have people coaching, yourself included.
How to cuss people out.
Yes, that's very important. As we... as we move towards, you know, like finalist stage, where we have maybe 30 or 20 or 10 or whatever, however it narrows down, it's funny enough, it'll be somewhat like American Idol, interestingly enough, only you'll be able to witness it in real time, and it will be real, and the voting will be transparent, and everybody can have fun doing it.
Wow. So how many will win? Will get, you know, to quit their day jobs?
Well, I'm thinking, more importantly, is who's going to win. I think there's also a side for listeners who are promoting podcasts. Those are very important people. The fans. I think a fan should be able to quit their day job, too. So as we roll it out, this will be over the course of 3 to 4 months, perhaps. We'll have different categories, and it'll become very apparent. But it's not just going to be one winner at the end. I think there could be multiple winners in multiple categories. And, of course, we win. The podcaster wins. The audience wins. It's a win-win-win.
Sounds good to me.
Biatch.
I'm glad I'm already in, so I don't have to stress about this.
No, you cannot participate. But you can, but you have to be a coach.
So how do I do that? Just offer myself?
No.
Or just talk about it on the show?
No, I'm going to talk to you about that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then, you know, when we get closer and we have different podcasts that are emerging towards the finals, maybe there is a course in bitching people out.
And I can take sexual favors for coaching.
Yes, as long as you record it and podcast it, that's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to eat out Girl on Tech while she eats a cheese pizza.
Excellent.
Right. Thanks, Adam, so much. We'll talk again when I have the video.
Sure. Okay. Definitely, my dear.
You're welcome. Excellent.
Real good.
Okay, so now that was Adam's curry there. Wasn't that wonderful? And now we continue the superstores. I'm going to talk to Dawn and Drews. Can I talk to you now?
Yes. We're accepting paparazzi.
Who's this lovely lady? Is this your sister?
This is my friend, Rin.
Rin?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Moon Girl.
Moon Girl. What do you like the way I look? Do you think I look pretty in this outfit? Do you like the hair?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, I actually love the hair. I was going to say something about it, but you seemed really preoccupied with other people, so I do love it.
Do you have sex with women?
Yes.
Well, what time?
What?
What time?
What time?
Yeah.
Are you going to show up later or what?
Well, yeah, you said you do, and I'm a woman.
Not any woman.
Oh, for fuck's sake. She only likes lipstick lesbians, right? So here I am.
Lip gloss lesbians actually is more my thing.
I do lip gloss, vaginal lips.
Those are naturally glossy. That's not the same thing.
Have you guys heard about the vaginal lips lip gloss?
No.
I don't need any of that.
Prove it. Let's see it.
That bitch look.
Oh my God, we should totally have sex. So we're going to mud wrestlers?
We're going to oil wrestle. And that way, because I'm kind of self-conscious how wet my pussy is all the time, that we won't be able to tell because all the oil. And actually, it won't even be oil. Yeah, I've been producing it all afternoon.
Oh my God, how? You were at a penthouse photo shoot, right?
Yeah, and I had to sex it up, and they showed me pictures of Gary Oldman. So I just put a bag against my vagina, and I've just been collecting.
That's so sexy. I'm getting a wet on right now. What about you?
I am. It's like a maple tree. You know, oh,
not like syrup. A maple tree.
Once a year we tap her.
Yeah. Once a year.
Once a minute.
I tap her all the time.
I'm going to tap that ass. Literally.
So what do you I'm not used to being around other foul people. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't have to talk. So how do you like doing the serious show?
It's interesting. It's a little bit more work, but it's not bad. I enjoy it.
We're trying to get away with as little work as possible. They're trying to trick us into the serious thing. But it's fun. I like telling people, I have a serious satellite radio show because it makes me sound more professional.
Yeah, but how many people go, what?
I know.
Serious? Is that, what channel?
Right.
People are like, what, can I listen on my radio?
No, we get actually a lot of feedback from people that hear us on that, so that's cool.
Truckers, yeah.
I love truckers. I used to be a lot lizard.
No way.
Well, actually, my mom was.
Have you met Trucker Tom?
No.
You gotta fucking meet him. This guy's great. He is fucking. First of all, he smells like rotten mothballs, not even fresh ones. And he's got this tattoo of like a whole face on the back of his head, and he's bald. And he's a fucking Republican. And he's like crazy.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's here. He was talking about lot lizards yesterday. He was telling me because I never heard about it.
What? You don't know what lot lizards are?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Please, I've been around. I'm a lesbian lot lizard. Triple L.
There's some nice dykes driving truck, too. I bet you're busy.
So, you don't know Pizza Girl. Pizza
no,
Babe.
I don't.
She has a huge blubber cunt. Like, she has roller skates for her, you know. You know this, right? There's roller skates for the whole vagina. She was sitting on my lap. She was giving me a lap dance last night.
Sounds hot. I'm really sad I missed it.
Well, it's not as hot as what's going to happen tonight. Are you going to help us oil up or what?
Oh, yeah. I'll apply the oil. I'm pretty good at massage, too, so maybe I'll warm you guys up, you ladies up with a little...
Oh, you're a fluffer.
I'm a fluffer. We'll get the ice for the nips. We'll get the whole thing going. It'll be great.
Can I referee?
You can do whatever you want.
All right. Whatever.
I got dildos, too.
Yeah. All right.
Can you put a strap on? Because I know you're not into that, so...
Who says? Where the hell did you hear that shit?
I read it on the wall.
Well, you know.
It looked like you're writing.
No, you know what? As long as it's free. Because Aaron... I got... Chris Rockwell bought me a dildo. Mm. So I have one in the purse.
All right.
It's not that big, though. But, you know, maybe we'll get another one and strap it together with a rubber band.
Yeah, because really you need the girth. And they just don't make them properly.
They don't.
They're not girthy enough.
Absolutely. And if you don't bleed, what's the point?
Right. I mean, like, I'm a woman. I should bleed.
Can't you get, like, three of them and, like, strap them together?
Well, that's what I do just for my ass. But I don't want to be greedy because I don't want my puss to get all out of line. You know, Drew will complain.
Are you going to have a baby?
No. I might eat a baby.
Did you ever listen to Reagan Fox's show? Have you ever heard it?
Uh-uh.
He does a show sort of like the mommy cast, but it's called the Abortion Cast.
Does he eat the babies?
He does. But sometimes we have, I come on, I do a character, you know, sometimes I sort of act. So I do a character named Partial Bertha, and she's a black woman. And they sit around and start, Drew's her, yeah. But he, and Drew actually listens to podcasts, unlike some people.
Sing!
What do you do? What do you do all day?
Mostly I touch myself.
Really? Are you a sexual compulsive?
No, actually I'm not. I play with chickens.
You have bird flu?
Yeah.
Make out with me.
Bird flu. No, really, what do you do?
I,
Like with your time, like...
She really does play with
sleep.
Chickens.
Sleep. I
choke chickens.
Yeah, mostly I'm like, okay, it's time to choke it. Come here, Drew. Now that he's home, or it's more convenient, I don't have to go all the way to the parking lot.
So what do you think of this quit your day job thing, this new promotion they're doing? Have you even heard about it? I know the communication is so excellent all the time. It's like we always hear about everything, you know.
I subscribe to the source code for my information.
That's really nice when people are like, how's Pacho? And we're like, you probably know more than we do.
NDA secret. Well, I'll give you Aaron Burcell's code to his email. That's how I find everything out. They're doing auditions, and I don't know if you heard what Adam was just saying, but they're actually going to like have a contest like Star Search for people that get to quit their day jobs like we did, right?
Mm.
So how do you like that?
I love that. I think that's a great idea.
But you didn't really have one, though. Your day job was giving Drew a head.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that you're around each other all the time?
No. Sometimes I'm like, you need to move out of my way because you're in my way. But it's okay.
We get along. I don't think it's a problem.
He's lying.
Can you tell? I can tell. He hates me. I think he's cheating on me.
I give her sleeping pills so that she stays in bed all day and I can go and have fun.
I thought I had Lyme disease.
Bird flu.
I gave her the chicken so she could get bird flu.
But what, like, I forgot. I was thinking about sex again and I always forget.
With chickens.
Bird flu.
That's how they get the bird flu.
No, I want to know how far you live from me because I live in Chicago.
We live like about almost an hour north of Milwaukee, so probably 2.5.
Well, you want to come over and hang out?
I do.
Play with our chickens, wink wink?
I do. Bring my dog. You can have your chickens eat him.
Wait, I've seen your dog on your movie.
Really? Oh, so you've watched my movies. I
Green
see.
Plastic watering can.
I loved that one.
Really?
I did love that one.
I did.
I was like either having a mental breakdown or...
I was totally fucking mental. That shit's real.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, that shit's real. The videos are real. I mean, like, it's not... I was pissed off about something.
You were saying then, like, okay, and if my family's watching this, don't worry, because I'm not mental. And then I'm like, wait, I'm totally confused.
Is he... I'm mental.
Is that a cry for help?
I don't fucking know. I'm in my house all goddamn day. You know, my girlfriend, Gussie Iskowitz, is going to move in with me, like, in 3 months, and I'm so scared, because I'm afraid, like, I'm going to be like you guys, you know, except we'll hate each other. And she's like Puerto Rican. She's like Colombian. She's Jewish, but she has Alzheimer's disease, and she thinks she's a Colombian hairdresser guy, and it's awful.
I'm half Colombian.
No, really? Where? Which half?
My mother was born in Bogota. You got to say Bogota.
Bogota.
And what about your father?
Lithuanian.
Lithuanian.
I'm a Lithuanian.
A new breed.
Right.
We're trying to phase it out of humankind, so I'm building a camp just for Drew.
I'm a carrier for the avian flu.
Drew, that's bombing.
Oh. She is such a cunt, isn't she?
Absolutely.
You are what you eat.
You remind me of my mother. Sometimes I want to say, I want to slap that fucking bitch. She is so mean to that guy. This total S&M relationship where she just beats the shit out of him, right? Like a dentist.
I wear lots of makeup to cover bruises. She hits me below the collar, so that you can't really see.
Right. Gotta keep the face nice for the pictures.
Right.
You like hitting men, but not women?
No, I'm not like that. I'm not a...
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, I'll beat anyone.
Me, Adams Curry.
I'm gonna kick his ass.
So at least three of us of the four have one thing in common. I don't know about you. We've all given Adam Curry a head. What did you think about?
Well, I thought his cum tasted a little weird, but then he explained he had asparagus for dinner. And I thought, oh, okay. That makes more sense.
It was a little bitter. It tasted like Dawn's butt.
Gross. And Moon Girl?
I actually lost my virginity to Adam Curry. We had a big... Dawn and I had a big fight over this when we realized that, you know... there was that crossover thing. You had also lost your virginity to him, hadn't you?
Just anal.
Oh, just anal.
Just my anal virginity.
Okay. So I had vaginal sex with Adam Curry and had his baby, which I aborted myself. It was...
Oh, well, talk to the mom.
Yeah, it's
good. You know, hey, you know what I talked to him? I said, you know what? You heard that abortion cast, right, thing? She's like, yeah. I'm like, but you get that it was a joke, right? That it's just, you know, we're just playing with you. She's like, sorry, down.
It's a life.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, did you hear Reagan play, did a joke, like, when he was doing his abortion cast, like, how do you get a baby out of a blender? A dead baby out of a blender? Doritos.
It's just like pate.
I don't think they like that mommy cast.
Mommies. They're all about birth and, you know, living, procreating.
It's bullshit. Why would you want to procreate in this world? I mean, adoption's cool. I totally get adoption, but why would you want to bring a new life into this myth?
Not with my genes. Or the Lithuanian genes.
No, we're
happy genes.
Yes.
Chickens into the world.
I didn't give birth to the chickens. Okay, I did, but that's a freakish genetic experiment that we shouldn't have never
done. Must hurt the claws.
Well, they're born in the egg, so it's really convenient for me, actually. In fact, I just had a baby chicken in my pants. Do you want to eat it?
Yes.
It smells.
It's rotten.
Yes. Rotten chicken. Mm. Well, this is nice. I have to go put on a new outfit for this ridiculous thing, and then we'll catch you at the party tonight.
Right?
Very excited.
I will be wearing a t-shirt.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
And I take it that means don't you wear one.
If you fucking wear one, there will be a fight.
I don't, you know, but I was in the store and I saw that and I thought, you know what, Don will kick my ass if I wear that fucking...
I thought if there's any time in my entire life where I could wear a tiara and no one could say shit to me, it's tonight.
It's my birthday. Well, I'm going to pour pig's blood on you, so how do you like that?
Well, I was actually... That's convenient. Yeah. And then I will kill everyone. That's right. Y'all going to die.
I'm going to play dead. I'm going to pour blood on me right away. I'll play dead in the corner.
You'll be killed with a bucket, Drew. Don't worry.
Can you give me a sound check and just say, when I listen to... When my vaginal yeast acts up, I listen to Yeast Radio or something like that?
Okay. When my vaginal yeast is acting up, I listen to Yeast Radio.
Say, this is Dawn. Of Dawn and Drew first.
No, that's too much work.
Hello. Please.
Okay. Hi, this is Dawn from the Dawn and Drew Show, and when my pussy is so fucking itchy, I'm listening to Yeast Radio.
Beating my husband. I know you do one.
All right. Hello, this is Drew from Dawn and Drew, and when I'm listening to Yeast Radio, Dawn is usually whipping me. Hard.
And Moon Girl?
Hi, this is Moon Girl, Rin Invincible, and I have a yeast infection. From Madge.
Great, thank you. I have Vagisil in my room. Welcome to it. I've got like three tubs.
You should get Magisil.
Magisil. I know, I wanted somebody to Photoshop that for me.
Do you listen to the Patreon?
Oh, I did. I did.